You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning?
Ooh-wee! This your girl, Fun Strong, new last name. And today, my conversation with the Lord was amazing. And it was right on time because, woo-wee, y'all are super blessed that you're hearing me right now. Why? Because it has been a very trying time this morning. But the Lord already told me before I came out of the prayer closet what to be prepared for. So I'm going to share with you today exactly what he said to me this morning and how it manifested immediately. Let's get into it. Y'all, I can't even lie. I can't. I mean, I wouldn't lie anyway, but I just want to take a nap right now. I'm just It's morning time. I've been up. I've prayed. I've been up a long time, but after this podcast recording, I think I'm just going to take a quick little nap just to get myself together. Y'all, when I tell you that today's podcast / blog title is the truest thing ever. Today's podcast blog title is called Old Things Are Passed Away. Y'all cannot even understand that I have been on Google trying to figure out why in the world I cannot use the same process I have always used to post the blog. Y'all, your girl been over here straight struggling. Okay, I'm talking about straight struggling. But you know why? It's because God is doing a new thing in this new month and old things literally, figuratively, and whatever else are passed away. y'all don't understand. Listen, God told me that this morning in our conversation. It's like, it's so amazing. Every day he's giving me my daily bread. You know, in the prayer, we say, give us our daily bread. Y'all, he is giving me my daily bread, like just enough for today. Whoo, I'm seeing how his instructions and his words are manifesting so quickly too. Like the last several conversations that he and I have had every morning in the prayer closet have been filled with words like key instructions, hard resets, obedience, and then today's words, old things are passed away. He said, new month, new things. Embrace the new. Lord, I just giving it to y'all made me remember what he said. Embrace the new. Trust me in the new. The new is unfamiliar to you, but not to me. Y'all, let me tell you something. God... Oh, I just got to laugh because he's letting me know just because you got something new, it's not new to me. Everything that was created by him. He created the person that created the device that you're listening to this on. Like, it's new to you, but it's not new to him. He also said, Fun, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. You have made your request known. I know what you want. And he said, I'm with you in the learning curve of the new. Keep talking. I'm listening. Then you keep listening because I'm talking. Y'all, God is so faithful. Listen, I'm a living witness. God is so faithful to perform his word. He has been giving me these words every single day. But I think what's kind of caught me, you know, and it is not like it caught me off guard. It's just things have been happening so quickly that my head is spinning. And that was a prophetic word that I was given months ago, that things are going to happen so fast, your head is going to be spinning. Well, you know, I had kind of put in my mind what I thought those things were that were going to be happening so fast that my head was spinning. But what I realized is that my thoughts are not his thoughts. My ways are not his ways. Back to my thoughts are not his thoughts. Every time I think it's going to be, oh, he going to do this quick. No, 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 and no. You got to pause for a second and just be like, oh, wait a minute. The word, that prophetic word that I got is actually happening. And that's what I feel like. Everything that he's telling me every morning when we talk and I blog and podcast about, it's like it's happening. Like, old things have passed away. Like, all the old stuff, And then the fact that it's October 1st, 2020. It's a new month. He said, new things. Embrace the new. That means don't complain about it. Y'all, I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to go take a quick nap just to get myself together. Because, oh my goodness, y'all, this morning, It has been a trying time. Like, it has been a trying time, but he told me, I'm with you in the learning curve of the new. I'm with you in the learning curve of the new. And listen, you can think you know, but when God does a new thing, you don't know nothing, okay? And it's a reason why you don't know anything. It's because he wants you to depend solely on him. I consider myself to be a pretty tech savvy person, but this morning though, with this new device that he has blessed me with in order to accomplish the assignments that he has given me, I'm so thankful. But he had to let me know, hey, I'm gonna be with you in the learning curve. Old things have passed away. Like, you used to get mad and want to curse when things didn't go your way. But old things have passed away. I'm doing a new thing. Can you not see it? Can you see it? Can you see it? And speaking of seeing, as I read Deuteronomy 3 for the scriptural Bible study this morning, verses 21 through 22 really stood out. And it's so interesting, y'all. I was like, I know. This is how you shouldn't limit God. I was like, I know Deuteronomy ain't gonna have nothing to do with all this stuff that I'm doing. I was like, Deuteronomy, Old Testament, is not gonna have anything to do with these new things that's going on in my life. But you know, the Lord is sovereign and he will connect all of it. In verse 21, it says, at that time I commanded Joshua, you have seen with your own eyes all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. The Lord will do the same to all the kingdoms over there where you are going. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you. Y'all, I believe the Lord was telling me fun. You have seen with your own eyes what I have done in these past months of your life, and I will do the same for where you are going. I'm gonna be with you. I ain't going nowhere. He said, don't be afraid of anything new. I will fight for you. Y'all, let me tell you something. I am truly experiencing life outside of my comfort zone in this season. I'm so far out of my comfort zone. I was about to say, I'm so far out of my comfort zone, I don't even recognize nothing. Old things are passed away. God is most certainly stretching me for his glory. He is definitely stretching me a lot, y'all. I'm telling you, what I thought I knew, I'm realizing that I don't know anything. And that's on purpose, because he wants me to depend on him for everything. But you know what? I have peace. I actually have peace. Even in the struggle, even in the trying times this morning, I have peace. I've actually been laughing way more than I've been crying. I have peace because in our conversation this morning, he told me, the new is unfamiliar to you, but not to me. So me just totally depending on him. First of all, this is exactly the position he wants me to be in. But also, it just gives me peace knowing that this ain't new to him. These new devices, this new system, this new way of doing things is not new to him. Y'all don't try to put God in a box of old, like, oh, God, don't. God is sovereign. He's, listen, God know everything. He created all of it. He told me, I'm with you in the learning curve of the new. So he's with me as I type on this new device he blessed me with. He's with me as I navigate the new version of my website so that I can stay on assignment. He's with me as I pursue new ventures in business. He's with me as I pursue new relationships and new ways of relating in relationships. He's with me as I pursue new ways of training my children up in the way that they should go. He is with me as I enter into this new month of October. He is with me as I enter into this new day, October 1st, a day I have never, ever, ever seen before. He is with me in this new, deeper relationship that I have with him. Old things are passed away. Welcome to the new. Y'all, let me tell y'all. The blog don't look nothing like it normally looks. I've clicked and clacked and click clack click clack clack so many times on this on this website, y'all. The website, the Lord is like, I told you, I'm doing a hard reset. I'm giving you key instructions. Old things have passed away, but it's all good because I'm with you in the new thing. Like, don't be tripping. Don't be, you know, getting all crazy or feeling like you're overwhelmed because I am with you. What you gotta do is tap into me. Ooh, click clack into the Lord. Click clack into Christ. Okay, click clack into Christ. Y'all, he telling me all that click clacking you're doing on your new device, you need to seek my advice. You need to ask me how to do that. Lord, show me how to do this. Show me how to work this. Lord, I don't know why this is not highlighting. I don't know why I can't click into this. Why is this not coming up? Why is this? It's like he is totally hard resetting me. That means starting anew. Like, things just aren't going to look like they always look. Old things are passed away. Y'all, I am super excited about what God is doing in my life. And I pray that you are too. You know, when y'all are listening to me go on and on, a lot of times people let me know, hey, you was talking about yourself, but you were right outside of my house, literally blowing the horn. Because that message was for me. And I believe that's exactly why God has me on assignment for him, sharing our conversations. Because when he told me to start doing this last year, I was like, Lord, why do I need to share our conversations with other people? And what I didn't know is that in sharing my conversation with him, with you, it actually helps you while it's helping me. That's how God is. He is just so amazing like that. So anyway, what are your assignments for today? First of all, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And then number two, what old things have passed away in your life? Like, we almost need to have like a little old things passed away funeral, you know, just let it go. Just write them down, rip it up, throw it away. Like, that's gone. That's it. That's it. God is doing some new things. And so it's like, hey, that's over with. Old things are passed away. You know, when they say somebody passed away, that means they died. And so there are some things that God is allowing to die in your life. My computer was one of them. My computer died yesterday, so old things passed away. But thank God for the new. I thank God for the new things. Isaiah 43:19 says, forget about what's happened. Don't worry about it. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? Y'all know that's the Message translation. Right? That's the Message translation. That Message translation is so gangsta. So gangsta. Yeah, I'm still singing. That part ain't passed away. My key and tone probably done passed away. But me just turning everything into a song, yeah, that's still happening. But anyway, y'all, hey, listen. Make sure you share this blog post. Make sure you share the podcast with someone who needs encouraging. When you go on assignmentbygod.com, you can share it. There's some share buttons there. Just share the links with people. Share it on your Facebook, all your social media, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever it is that you share on. Share it. Share it. Share it with somebody who you know needs to hear it. And really just somebody you know needs some encouragement. All right? All right, y'all. That's all I got for you on this brand spanking new month, brand spanking new day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I love you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.